Welcome to the T3 observation update for Monday, March 23, 2009. If you take a look at the PDF chart, which I have just posted, you will see a number of green lines on there. The downward pointing one is the cash buildup phase for the new T, which was taken from last week's posting, described in detail in last week's posting. And from that T, you see the S&P 500 has rallied to about the 55-day moving average, which is now at 805 on the cash price for the S&P. And you'll also see a new set of green rising tops arrows, which represents what I would interpret as a cash depletion mode. The descending tops pattern, which is the cash buildup, brings you more money to fuel the rally. But on a longer-term basis, these rising tops indicate that people have been getting more bullish as we come down, and they're on a net balance. They are spending money, and the question naturally comes out from a contrary opinion: if they're always interested in buying these declines, maybe they're going to run out of money and end up making a top, like the one in early January, which is traditionally. The easiest way to make a top in a bear market is to have a top at the 55-day moving average. This can be seen in the daily chart, where you made a top pattern at the 55-day moving average in early January, but you're kind of chopping around below it for a while, but you actually popped up to it. It's difficult to say at this point whether that minimum upside objective was made. If you look at the chart very closely, it does appear that the high for the top of the red arrow, the red line for the S&P, did touch the bottom zones. Then you see the oscillator has peaked after the traditional 7 days. It's a 5 to 7 day rally, is typical at the center post of the T, and that's all you get if you count the volume oscillator has little dots in it, which represent the daily closing. If you count that 7 days, so that oscillator peak at this, it's on 780 for the S&P, but that's the wrong scale. That is likely to be the peak for the oscillator. The rally that we're seeing today is based on the assumption that if you bury all the toxic securities in a big hole, then the problems will go away. And so we're being brought up as we speak. We're coming close to the 805 level, which is the actual target for the mid-envelope, about 7 points below it as I speak. And the question is, is it going to top out at the black line once more, as it did in early January, or is it going to break above it and then continue the rally in line with some of those rallies that I showed in last week for the 29 to 32 bear market and the 74-75 bear market? The answer is, it's perfectly respectable for the market to be able to break above the 2000 level, above the 55-day moving average, and move up to the, to the 880 level or something like that in the S&P 500. However, when you're developing the magic T theory forecast, the most critical level is that you run into a T that is going to collapse on you. And the T's that are going to collapse after the first 2 weeks, or a week or week or two. And so that's the first thing that we have to check out. The cash depletion indication is a very negative long-term indication. The reason I think the rally is dangerous, it implies that you have people are just getting more and more bullish, even though the fundamentals are getting worse. And maybe what they're going to do is just run out of money at the 55-day moving average. But it's going to take another week to see what that is. The one thing that you would conclude here is that the oscillator has probably seen the peak, so the rally today and maybe tomorrow is likely to run out of steam. And what is likely to happen at that point is you will get another correction, and the oscillator will come down to the zero line. The zero line is where you get the better rallies, because it's hard to get a rally to dig in here when you're still in an overbought condition. But at the zero line, you can do quite well. So I would say that we probably have to let this rally go by, see the oscillator come down to the zero line, and then make another judgment. But basically, the easy case to analyze is whether it's a collapsing T, because it just never makes it above the black line, and the T collapses in dramatic fashion. If it can avoid that problem, then you have some further upside. But the easiest one to see and the first one that you have to diligently check out is the possibility of the topping pattern, somewhat like in early January. Thank you.